Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Now, Deborah, you're the senior financial aid advisor in the HBU Financial Aid Office, and you're responsible for assisting students and parents in applying and completing applications for federal, state, and institutional financial aid. That's a critically important position to have. Tell us what that all entails and how you help families and parents understand these opportunities.
Yes, sir. Well, my job here is to assist them in applying for the aid. And what I do is I walk them through from the beginning until the end, until they are admitted to the school as far as financial aid goes and until they graduate, hopefully. So basically what I do is just take them through the steps. First step is applying for federal aid, filling out the FAFSA, and turning in paperwork if additional information is needed. So I walk them all through that. If they are having problems with the federal system, you know, I just help guide them through that situation. And just, I'm here to help them step by step. And from the time we apply until the time that they are awarded and get money posted to their account, I assist them with that.
And, you know, we use that FAFSA, but would you explain what that means and for those that are new to kind of the acronyms we use in the area of financial aid?
Yes, the FAFSA is the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, and that is the beginning of everything when you want to apply for federal aid. And we also use that form to apply for state and institutional aid. So the FAFSA starts everything, and basically what that form does is giving a snapshot of a family's financial ability to, you know, assist in paying for school. So once the FAFSA is filled out, it will give us a good idea of what we could award them as far as the federal, state, and institutional aid goes.
And so for
it's
those,
very important to have that done and have it done early as possible and have all their paperwork turned in so they can be, you know, ready for when they start.
And for any prospective student or parent of student, they don't have to feel any intimidation about, well, what is this form? I've never filled it out. I don't know if I'll be able to fill it out. HBU, through your office and all your colleagues, provides all the assistance needed to understand these opportunities for financial aid and to properly apply for them, correct?
That's correct. That is what we're here for. That is what our whole office is here to do. And just to let them know that when the form says free, that is exactly what it means. We don't charge anybody to fill out that form. And we want students and parents to understand that there are companies out there that will charge them, you know, to fill out that FAFSA. And if they just come to us in the beginning, and let us help them, they could save, because there's companies out there that would charge a family $300 or $400 just to fill out a FAFSA. I think that is totally ridiculous. And when we're here to help them, you know, fill that out for free. And I don't, I try to make them as comfortable as possible, you know, to just let them know that we are there to help them. And they don't have to feel intimidated as, you know, as if you were to go to one of those other companies.
Yeah, and I'm sure those other companies try to make it seem complex so that they can charge a fee and all that kind of thing.
Absolutely, yeah. And my thing is, it's simple. It could look intimidating, but it's actually simple if you know where to pull your information from. So that's what I try to help them do, to just know where to get the information from and where to put it in that form and just send it off and get everything prepared.
You know, when we think about, you referenced federal, state, financial aid and institutional aid, if I heard correctly. So it sounds like there's the possibility of three different sources for financial aid. Can you explain that to us?
Yes, absolutely. There is federal aid. And when we talk about federal aid, we're talking about the federal Pell Grant. There is what's called a Supplemental Educational Opportunity Grant, or SEOG, as we say here in the office. And then there's student loans. There's federal student loans. That's federal aid. Now, state aid, we're talking about a tuition equalization grant. You know, the state does provide funding for some students. And institutional is just funds that they can possibly be eligible for through the university. And that is on top of the merit aid that they may be eligible for.
So, I mean, it's almost like going into a car dealership and seeing the sticker price, and you know that at the end of the day, you don't pay the sticker price. There's all kinds of opportunity.
Yes.
I'm sure
yes.
For some family that it's the first generation experience of going to a university, a Division I university, Houston Baptist, there could be a degree of intimidation, you know, like, wow, how do we do this? But there really doesn't have to be that. And you and your colleagues take that away, don't you?
We absolutely take it away. So even with our first generation students, we bring them in, bring the families in if we have to. And we just break everything down to the simplest component where they can understand everything. So we try to put them at ease at all times and let them know that we are here to help them. So we don't want them to feel intimidated. We don't want them to fear walking into our office, and we don't want them to fear applying for federal aid. And just know that we are here to help them any way we possibly can.
You know, as study after study has proven, that men and women who get a college degree and invest in their education, most of them do quite well in the future. They increase their job earnings capability. And we know postgraduate degrees even increase that. I mean, how important is it in your opinion, because you're a veteran, you've done this for so long, you've done it so well, you have a Bachelor of Arts degree in Christianity and Child Development from HBU that you received in 2006. How important do you think an education is for a student? And talk to the parents out there that may just be thinking, well, I didn't go to school. You don't need to go to school. Just go get a job.
Well, first, let me say that I feel that a higher education is very important. And I push that to my children. So I have two children. One, she has an associate's degree, and the other, she does have a bachelor's degree. She's a teacher. And I just really feel that because they have that education, they have been successful in what they are doing. And I know for a fact that if they did not have the education that they have, you know, they probably would not be in the jobs that they have now. So I would encourage all parents to encourage your children to go to school. And even if they don't necessarily have to have a four-year degree or a postgraduate degree, there are skills that are very good, and you know, the outside world needs skilled people to work. So, and there's skills in everything, you know, construction, and there's all types of skills, welding, and there's educations for those skills. So education is very important to get ahead in life and to have a better life for you and their future children also.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me that as we educate a student, they learn to apply those critical thinking skills in a variety of other ways, and how to relate to their spouse, how to nurture their children, how to respect their employer, et cetera, et cetera. What are some of the common questions? I mean, I can imagine that there are a lot of questions, but it would not surprise me that there's a lot of common questions that you deal with that's just like 101 to you, but it's you hear them quite often. What would they be as you work with families and students?
What I hear all the time is, do we have to fill out the FAFSA every year? The answer is yes. Do I have to have my tax return filed every year? The answer is yes. Am I being charged the same every year? And sometimes the answer is no. Most time is no. But any question that a family could ask, we will get the answer for it. If I don't know it right then, I will definitely find the answer for them and give them the correct answer. So no question is too hard. We may not have the answer right then, but they could just be assured that we will find the correct answer for them. And just as I always say, assist them as best we can at all times.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. Yesterday, I sent you an email, and probably after hours, and I was just amazed at the bounce back that came from your email address. That just was incredible. Thank you for reaching out to the financial aid office at HBU, and then it just gave link after link after link. And this is just after hours, and I began to think, wow. I mean, there is so many people in the HBU financial aid office and with your leadership that can help get solutions to these questions.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so yes, that is, we try to give them all information that is necessary for them to be successful here. And on our website, we give them a lot of information on, information letters we send out to the students. We try to give them all the information that they need. So we send a lot of information, and a lot of times our students may not understand everything, but the information is there, and we are here, you know, to help them through that information highway.
Well, it's a record year of enrollment at HBU this year in the middle of what certainly challenging days. Houstonians are not, challenge is not new to Houstonians when we look at hurricanes and other things, but it had to make you feel tremendously proud that HBU had a record enrollment in the middle of the challenges of this particular year.
Yes, yes. That was very exciting to hear, and I didn't even expect that we would have that type of enrollment. And I am so proud of this university and how we have reached out, everybody from the admissions office, recruiting, just all the teams just work together to bring in, you know, the students, even the online department that worked really hard. Everybody worked really hard this year to bring in our enrollment. And I'm proud to be a part of this team. And I'm just really happy about where we are at this point.
So to find your office, is where are you located in the HBU campus for those? I see they set up appointments and all of that. Give us the protocol.
We are located in the Brown Administration Building. It's called the Hub. I give reference to Chick-fil-A. So everybody knows where Chick-fil-A is.
How could you not?
My starting point to find me at all times. You go to Chick-fil-A, and then you just walk all the way down the walkway. And we are the last door. We are the last door on the right before you get to the Atwood Building. So that is how I tell everybody how to find us. Right now, our protocol is we try to take care of students through navigate appointments, through Zoom calls.
Yeah.
So sometimes we're going to have to see students. And my door is always open. I mask up. I ask everybody who comes into my office to mask up. And if they have to come here, we will see them. We're not stopping students, coming in. We're trying to limit the number of students that come in, but if they have to come in, even parents, if they have to come in, we're taking the safety protocols. We have the Purell on our desk. We have Lysol spray. We have wipes and everything. So they can feel safe and knowing that we wipe down even our cleaning teams at night. I mean, they're coming in and doing what they need to do. So we're taking all the safety protocols that we have to, but we want people to feel safe if they have to come in, to feel safe and know that everything is being done to not get sick.
And they can do it by Zoom as well, which is ultra convenient.
Yes, that is ultra convenient. And we do have Navigate calls that, that set up an appointment with. We do 20 minutes appointments at a time. So if you don't get all your answers done in 20 minutes, it's not like I'm going to hang up on you. I'm going to give you all the time you need. It's just that my next call, you have to apologize to them and tell them.
Yeah, I hear you.
Not hang up on my on my last customer. So just forgive me, and we're going to take all the next time that we
that's
need.
That's right.
So
it's kind of like calling grandma and trying to get grandma off the phone. You know, sometimes it doesn't always work.
Especially if I am talking to a parent and a student at the same time. Yeah, everybody, they're going to have their different questions, and they may be asking the same question, but in different ways. But you have to answer those questions, and you have to answer them how they understand it, so they could get the gist of what you're trying to tell them. So
totally hear you. And then on the website, where do they go? HBU.edu, /what?
They could just go to HBU.edu/financial aid, or they could go through the admissions link and get to financial aid. So we're redeveloping our website page right now. So that is in the works. So they'll see something different soon, but it is easy, to find us on the website also.
Well, Deborah Burnett, you are a gift to HBU, and we are just so proud of you. Thank you so much for the love of God shining through you and helping so many students and parents. We just tip our hat to you and say, way to go, way to go. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me again, sir.
And I look forward to talk to you in the future, okay?
All righty then, I'll be here.
When everything gets normal, we'll meet at Chick-fil-A and have one of those nugget grill sandwiches.
We can do that.
All right, you have a great day. Blessings to you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.